Hi, Kathleen.
Good morning, Tony.
The school board had a meeting last night. It must be fun to cover stories like this when you know that there's going to be interesting dialogue and when there's going to be, if you will, controversy. And there's been a lot of that with the school board and the administration when you talk about the Lansing School District.
There has never been a dull moment. That's a fact.
Well, tell us what happened last night.
Well, last night the board got together, and they have been working intermittently on the budget for the past few weeks, and they had a long discussion last night about the potential for an emergency financial manager, and decided that this is something that they really do not want. And Venkat Sarapalli, who is their chief financial officer, said that he did not see how they could not turn in a deficit budget. And that sort of galvanized the board members, and they have scheduled some extra sessions for next week in order to try to get a budget together that that can actually be balanced.
So the CFO has some concerns, but there's optimism from the non-bean counters.
Well, I don't know if there's optimism, but I think they really want to balance the budget. And I think last night they have a renewed purpose and kind of a laser-like focus, if you would, on getting this budget balanced. And you're aware that they need to cut as much as $25 million from a $185 million budget, and that's not going to be easy. They are planning on asking their unions for wage concessions, and that's a tricky piece. That would be about half of what they need to save, about $12 million. But, of course, that's not guaranteed by any means.
And they have issued layoff notices, or they voted to issue layoff notices, 325 district employees, and as your story says, including 200 teachers, 20 principals, and 105 other support staff. Wow!
Yeah, it's a lot of people. The district has about just over 2,000 employees and about 1,000 teachers. So that's 20% of teachers that could, Now, you have to kind of say, okay, they're kind of planning for the worst here because they're required contractually to warn people that they may be laid off. And in previous years, they have called back many of the people who have been on the layoff list. But I think they are giving themselves room in case they do not get concessions and have to take some kind of drastic action.
Well, Kathleen, the board has agreed to work full board sessions on Tuesday and Wednesday to try and hammer out this budget situation. What I find interesting, the folks we've talked to are very concerned because when you talk about a city and keeping it vibrant, having local schools, especially elementary schools, in neighborhoods is critical.
There is a very strong perception of that, and people are very attached to their neighborhood schools. And the problem with having many small neighborhood schools is that it is not cost efficient. It's much more cost efficient to have 450 kids in a bigger building than to have little 250, 300 kid buildings all over the district. And so that is a concern because, and that is something, one of the other things that the board is going to do. They are talking about getting the community together. As soon as they get the budget done in July, they'll turn around and get the community together and talk about what people want in their schools for the future and what they're willing to pay for.
Kathy, in the last couple of conversations we've had, you've talked about the bickering, especially at one meeting where a board member asked for the resignation of Superintendent T.C. Wallace. Was there any of that bickering last night?
Yes, it happened again. The same board member, Amy Hodgen, asked for Wallace's resignation again. She did not get support, and the board president reminded her that an evaluation of the superintendent's performance is in progress with the personnel committee, and that she's going to have to wait to make any kind of motion like that. You're probably aware that yesterday also Mayor Bernero, former Mayor David Hollister, and Joel Ferguson took an unusual step where they got together at City Hall and sent a message to the school board that they would like to see less acrimony, and they are feeling like the perception that there is bickering among the board and the administration could make the community look bad.
I love the headline in the Lansing State Journal today. It says, Bonero other leaders to school board shape up, kind of like they're saying, all right, cut this out and let's get to work.
And that is pretty much their message now, you know. And I think last night I was very curious to go to this press conference in the morning and then go to the school board meeting last night and to see what kind of effect this message had. You know, a couple of the board members said that they were grateful for their interest, and there was not a different tone. There was some bickering, and there was some, kind of their typical contentiousness. However, they did buckle down and get busy on this budget. So maybe the tone hasn't changed, but maybe the focus has changed. I'm not sure yet. We'll have to see how this plays out.
Well, Kathleen, as you know, Detroit has appointed an emergency financial manager. Lansing is in that list of 24 schools with serious budget deficits, and you get a sense that they have to be on the considered list when it comes to placing someone to help them get their house in order.
This is a very real and frightening possibility. The specter of the financial manager was kind of hanging over the whole room last night at the board meeting, and I believe that is why the board is now so determined to balance the budget, because they do not want this to happen.
All right, Kathleen, we will continue to follow this. Your reporting's been awesome. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks.